talking working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City, Sarah America. Happy Friday, everybody. It come in with a bang this morning. Oh, let's check out some temperatures. This is cold. My gosh, it's cold. It's already in the single digits in the panhandle. 9 degrees. What is that? I always forget who that is. Eva's 9 degrees, 10 degrees at Boise City, 14 degrees at Buffalo, 19 at Lahoma, 19 at Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon, 29 at Hollis, 28 at Hobart, out here in the panhandle of Texas. More of the same, about 12 degrees at the Palador Reservoir, 17 at Miami, 24 at Dozer, 26 at Wellington, 31 at Odell, and Childress, what are you, 29 degrees. It's cold. That's all I can tell you. I was looking at the wind chill index a while ago. It is minus 8 degrees at Boise City already. Slapouts minus 6, 0 at Arnett, 2 at Cheyenne. It's 6 degrees here. It's just, man, at 6:30 this morning, it was not bad. And but there's a man, about 7:30 that wind started picking up. About 8:30 hit with the vengeance, and I had a baby calf this morning out of a cow out here in one of the places. I'm gonna go back and make sure mama got him cleaned up real good. We'll see how that's going. And let's see here. You're going to be hearing weather all day long. You've been hearing it for 2 days, and talk about drama. I tell you, the best weather forecast I've seen, get on Elk City Co-op Facebook page or Paula McCree's Facebook page from over at Canute. Her brother, Bruce, over there that works at the co-op, he gave the best weather forecast I've seen in 4 days now. So check it out. It's pretty good. I like it. Common sense guy. Right now, looks like stuff starting to blow up south of the Red River. It's moving this way as far as moisture is concerned. There's some snow flurries out, according to some people on social media. Nothing confirmed from me, though. National Weather Service, right now out of Norman, Oklahoma, has the I-40 corridor with a county to the north and basically a county to the south with going along there, anywhere from 6 to 8 inches. North of that corridor is 8 inches plus up, you know, on the northern part of the state. And then the south part of Oklahoma, 4 to 6 inches with some ice. And south of the Red River there, 3 to 4 inches around Wichita Falls in that area. A lot depends. There's going to be some ice. Hopefully all we get sleet here. They said the less sleet, the more snow we'll get. Is according to the National Weather Service, that little dotted line they got along the I-40 corridor is greater uncertainty along the I-40 corridor, potential for a higher snow amounts, especially if less sleet occurs. So there you have it. It's going to be, you know, I don't know about historical. Yes, it's going to be a bad storm. I want to start off the show today, if you guys don't mind, with a prayer. I seen this this morning. I read a post written by a rancher preparing for the winter storm predicted to move across the south this weekend. The comments that follow from other ranchers who have endured storms like this before and spoken of losses they've carried hurt my heart deeply, not because of how they were expressed, but because of the weight of the experience behind them. And we've all went through it. It can get rough out there. As we prepare for this winter storm moving across the south, with temperatures forecast to drop in the teens, Wind chills up to 30 below and ice, snow expected. May we pause to consider what this preparation looks like for others. For some, preparing means wrapping pipes, buying groceries, and staying close to home. But for others, preparation means bracing for long nights in dangerous conditions, frozen water sources, slick ground, stressed animals, and the very real possibility of loss. May we be mindful as this storm settles in. There will be people checking livestock through freezing ice and temperatures, breaking ice so animals can drink, hauling feed across unsafe ground, watching for over calves and herds through bitter cold. There will be wildlife with no shelter at all, and there will be families carrying the quiet weight of responsibility, knowing not everything can be protected from ice and freezing temperatures. There will also be linemen and utility workers called out into the worst of it, restoring power in bitter cold and working through the night so others can stay warm and safe. There's the unseen side of winter storms, the endurance required, the vigilance demanded, and humanity stretched thin by responsibility. There will also be law enforcement agencies and firemen out fighting a fire, house fire, or whatever kind of fire in the middle of the night, water freezing up, and with these wind chills. Also, law enforcement agencies, especially out there, there are highway patrolmen that get on these highways, and these crazy people that don't live in the state driving unresponsible and just do. And we also got our Oklahoma Department of Transportation and the Texas Public Safety and the Highway Department over there. We have the city workers here. They'll be removing snow from the streets. We got county workers will be doing the same thing if we get these 10 to 15 foot snow drifts. So as we prepare our homes and ourselves, may we remember those whose preparation requires sacrifice. So let us pray together. Jesus, as this winter storm moves in, we ask your covering over the people and animals who will endure it, strengthen those working through cold and ice, protect livestock and wildlife exposed to elements, be near to families facing long, uncertain nights, great endurance, peace, and protection. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I just wanted to start the show out with that, because even though this storm might not be historical, or maybe it will be, who knows? We won't know till it's over. A lot of things going on in the world out there right now. Billy at the Atwoods this morning, and I was telling him I was sending politicians to hand out business cards at his door. He told me from Tuesday till yesterday at the Elk City store, they moved 22 pallets of heaters. Think about that, people. That's probably more than a semi-load. 22 pallets of heaters. That's just unbelievable. Just totally, totally unbelievable. And I was listening to Jared and Aaron this morning on Skinny on Sports, and they were going back in their memory about the worst snowstorm they'd ever seen or been in, and got me to thinking, and I had to think back when I was growing up. I think I was 8 or 9, and I had 3 paper routes here in Elk City, and I covered everything from Randall Street east to the far east side of town with 3 paper routes, the Grit, the Daily Oklahoman, and the Elk City Daily. And I think it was 71 or 72, it was around Thanksgiving, that we got 18 to 20-something inches of rain or snow, and I had to get the paper out. That's one thing about me, man. When I had my mindset, the paper out, I had everything put in plastic bags. Most time I'd walk up to people's door and hand the paper through the door. I was making some jack back then as far as the paper out boy was concerned. And my dad had a car lot here in Elk City. And after the second truck, four-wheel drive, And there wasn't a lot of four-wheel drives back then in the early 70s. There was four-wheel drive, but not everybody had, like today, every other pickup's a four-wheel drive. But after getting two of those trucks buried, he said, one more truck, and we're done. The papers just ain't going to get delivered for you today, son. So we hopped in a two-wheel drive Toyota pickup and got every one of them delivered. It was crazy. But that was a major snowstorm. And we only shut school down for about a day. And it wasn't one of those things. I'm dead on? Yeah. That was 71. I think around Thanksgiving. And it was just crazy. What's 580-225-9697 is our Fowler Agency text line. You can remember the worst snowstorm that you've ever been in, most snow, blizzard, whatever. I think that same year that we had that 18 to 24 inches here, I think around Woodward and up the Panhandle, it was 3, 4, and 5 foot deep. The helicopters had to deliver hay to cattle, if I remember right. I mean, I was just a kid, but I just remember something about that. We didn't have social media back then. We had to either wait on the paper or for Gary England or somebody come on and tell us about it. I think up in northwestern Oklahoma, it was just terrible doing that deal. And speaking of that, bear with me just a second here. Yes, I seen this. Just let everybody know, soon as it pops up here, Governor Stitt has authorized the activation and deployment of Oklahoma National Guard stranded motorist assistance and recovery teams following a request from the Office of Emergency Management in preparation for severe winter weather beginning Friday and lasting into the weekend. Guardsmen have been dispatched to Woodward, Weatherford, Ardmore, Vienna, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Durant, where they will support the Oklahoma Highway Patrol in recovering and transporting stranded motorists to safety as directed by Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. As severe weather approaches, our priority is the safety of our fellow Oklahomans, said Major General Thomas Mancino, I hope I said that right, Adjutant General for Oklahoma. Our guardsmen provide a critical capability to reach stranded motorists and get them to safety. The mission is a perfect example of how the Oklahoma National Guard partners with other state agencies to protect our neighbors when they need it the most. There you go. So the Oklahoma National Guard has activated some teams that will help stranded motorists with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol, basically in charge. And most of them probably are Oklahoma Highway Patrolmen. So it's a good deal there. Let's see here. It's already past my first break time. Today is the Wheeler General Store happy hour. So you guys haven't got enough minerals and protein and cake and all that good stuff yet, head on over there to the Wheeler General Store in Wheeler, Texas, and get your stuff. I'm sure they got stuff for your houses. Need some insulation tape and stuff like that. They got it all over there. So go see Nathan and Charity over at the Wheeler General Store. So let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Have you ever wanted to broadcast high school sports, but were just a little bit worried about having no experience? This is Aaron Skinny Kalk, voice of the Elk City Elks. I was in that boat years ago. I took a chance and called a couple of playoff basketball games, and it was more fun than I thought it could possibly be. Now I'm on the call for every single game Elk City plays. That could be you. Paragon TV is expanding and is searching for broadcasters. If sports broadcasting is something that you want to try, go to ParagonTV.com and click the apply button. If you love sports and love to talk about sports, this job is for you.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma. Or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
Looking for the perfect venue for your next event? Look no further than the Frisco Center, located in the heart of Western Oklahoma. Whether it's a stunning wedding, a joyful reception, a memorable birthday party, or a professional seminar, we've got you covered. With spacious rooms and exceptional service, Frisco Center is designed to make your special occasion unforgettable. Located at 101 South 4th Street in Clinton, Oklahoma. Call us today at 580-323-7874 to book your date. The Frisco Center, where every event is a reason to celebrate.
Need to dig it? Then it's time to rent it. But call 811 first, and then head on over to DJ's Rentals and Sales and let their knowledgeable staff help you get it started. Whether it's a backhoe, a post-hole digger, a mini excavator, or a skid steer that you need to help make that job a little easier. You can find them all and more at DJ's Rentals and Sales, 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Text them on the text line at 580-799-7214. Find and follow them on Facebook. And don't forget to call 811 first.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Have you had a little fender bender and don't know where to get it fixed? Take it to Skunk Works Paint and Body in Sayre. They're a full-service paint and body shop with the skills to get the job done right. They also have computer color matching and custom paint for your motorcycle. All insurance providers are accepted, and they work with fleet services. Give Skunk Works Paint and Body a call for a free estimate today at 580-928-5005. You can also find their ad inside the Penny News.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Here's your ag weather update for Lipscomb, Texas. 14, wind chill minus 4, humidity 50, dew point minus 1, northeast winds 21, with gust currently at 25, peak wind gust 37 miles an hour. Sub-freezing minutes today, 609 of them. 8-inch soil temperature, 41 degrees. All right, let's check out the Central Crop Care out of Hobart, Oklahoma's grain market update. Let me get over here. Look pretty good. Thank you. All right, Kansas City wheat, March, 539, up 13 and a half. May, 549, up 13. Wheat out of Chicago, March, 527, up 12 and a quarter. May is 537, up 11 and a quarter. Corn, March, 430, up 6 and a quarter. May, 438, up 6. Soybeans, March, 1068, up 4 and a quarter. May is up 4 and a quarter also at 1080. Soybean oil, March, 5402, up 24. Soybean meal, March, 299.50 up 330. May is 301.90 up 260. Oats for March, 297 up 6. See what the old livestock's doing here. Boop. There we go. February lives, 234.82 up 245. April is 237.02 up 220. Feeders for January, 365.20 up 147. March is 360.10 up 82. April is 358.70 up 75. Lean hogs, February 88.40 down 7. April is 96.10 down 25. see what the energies are doing real quick here while I got it up. Crude oil for March, $61.21, up $1.85. Natural gas is $5.20 for February, up $15, and March is $3.57, down basically even across the board. And yes, according to one of the text messages I got from somebody, Randy, my man Randy from Shattuck. Yes, it was 1971 basketball playoff time, so it must not have been around Thanksgiving, just about a month or two later. Estimated 36 inches of snow there, and yes, helicopters dropped hay to cattle. I got a question for one of my listeners. Melanie, you listening? Are you listening, woman? where did she go? She said, in 1987, we got 5 foot of snow in 2 days in Rye, Colorado. We played a lot of Monopoly. But she said it still wasn't as cold as Beckham County. And I've said that. I've worked in the mountains of West Virginia, snowing 2 foot over there, which is not abnormal. And North Dakota, it's cold up there. Don't get me wrong, up in North Dakota. And the panhandle of Texas and Western Oklahoma, I still say, is the coldest place on earth. And I don't know what it is. It must be the winds that have come off the Rockies and just come swooping through the plains. It's just colder here, I think, than anywhere else. So, I've fracked wells in North Dakota at minus 25 and wind chills minus 60. But this cold down here just cuts through you like a nip. One of the listeners said, I'm feeding cows myself. Big shout out to all the ranchers. Everyone stay safe and use common sense. Hey, Jimmy, it's Cowboy Kevin. I was born in Sayre in 1971. The hospital was covered in snow. No one could leave or get there. Awesome. Bubba taking care of animals. Now stay warm. There you go. You was just born that day and you remember this? I'm just kidding. So my question to Melanie is, and Skinny and Jared was talking about it on their show this morning. So they was talking about, like, they seen 10-foot high snow and driving right through the middle of it. How long does it take that snow to melt? Is it next August before it's all gone, or when it just warms up and like June or July, does it take long for them big, deep snows along the roads to melt? You know, it must be like an iceberg. So I don't know. That's my question. How long does it take them 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 foot snowbanks to melt? Are they there still there when they come around to the next winter? Don't know. All right, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading after the USDA confirmed sales of U.S. ag products to an overseas buyer for a 10th consecutive business day, which is good. A John Doe Country bought 192,000 metric tons of U.S. soybeans for delivery in the marketing year that ends on August 31st. The following purchases of a combined 345,000 metric tons of corn to two buyers confirmed on Wednesday, and sale of 190,000 tons of soy meal to Philippines. USDA is scheduled to release its weekly export sales report this morning, and I have not seen it. After prices overnight were talks earlier this week between the U.S. and China, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said that these talks were positive and that further discussions between the two world's largest economies are planned. Let's see here. Ethanol output dropped from a record high in 7 days. It ended on January 15th, according to the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel fell to an average of 1.119 million barrels, not down much. So in the Midwest, the by far the biggest producing region, output averaged 1.066 million barrels a day. That's down from 1.139. And that is where you lost your deal. National Weather Service, I know you guys are getting sick of hearing about the weather, but it's the talk of the town. Winter storm warnings have been issued for a large chunk of the U.S., stretching from New Mexico into Pennsylvania. This storm is huge. Man, it's huge. While extreme cold warnings are in effect for much of the Corn Belt, National Weather Service maps show as much as 7 inches of snow is forecast for much of Missouri tomorrow. Southern Illinois and Indiana will see anywhere from 5 to 8 inches of snowfall. Southern Plains, where a hard red winter wheat is overwintering, will likely see up to 12 inches of snow in some counties. Significant impact snowfall is anticipated, particularly on Saturday. So tomorrow is when we're going to get it. According to, matter of fact, let's just check the radar and see what's happening. I think earlier it was moving. Where's the radar? Right there it is. Yeah, there's some stuff showing up down in there along the Red River. It's hanging down there. If you pop up the Mesonet map, a lot of green, yellow, and orange to the south of us, about south of the river, I don't know, 3 or 4 counties. Hell, that'd be 1,000 miles in Texas. But it's down there. It's coming, folks. Looks like some of it's showing up in the panhandle, northern parts of Texas panhandle and parts of Oklahoma panhandle already. How about that? Let's see here. I had something that I wanted. Bear with me a second here. I want to make sure you guys coming up. It's really cool to go to this. So the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, big game populations from whitetail to elk, mule deer, antelope, and bear represent one of the state's greatest conservation success stories. And Rack Madness is coming. You got to go to this Rack Madness. Me and Sandy took my 8-pointer that I shot in, 2018 or 19 up there. It's an all-day deal, but, man, see some of the deer racks coming there. It's crazy. This event is more than a scoring opportunity. It's a celebration of sound, science-based wildlife management and the hunters who make it possible. Join us at Rack Madness to showcase your harvest, connect with fellow hunters and biologists, and see how your success in the field supports the future of Oklahoma's big game. It is March 4th from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the ODWC headquarters there on Lincoln Boulevard. If you've never been there, it's a really nice, really nice place. It's family friendly and bring the kids, bring the grandkids. And if you're really old, you can bring your great, great grandkids. So, but there's some registration and requirements. You should pre-register at Go Outdoors Oklahoma. Easy to do. Scoring will be handled on a first come, first served basis. There's a 2-item scoring limit per participant. Antlers must be both attached to a skull plate, whether mounted or unmounted. In addition to the whitetail and mule deer antlers, scoring will also be available for elk antlers. So antelope and bear skulls. So pretty cool. March 4th coming up. All right, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Listen up. If your pivot, corner, or linear is 10 years old or pushing 10,000 hours, it's time to update your sprinkler package. New sprinklers will improve your machine's performance, conserve water, and save energy. And replacing old sprinklers may improve yields. Protect your irrigation system investment by updating your sprinkler package. Now's the time to do it. For more information on the latest sprinkler technology, contact Knutson Irrigation today. Online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Kent Watkins here with SE AgriTech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI AgriTech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it. And we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew, because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good.
See
you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
Life gets a lot easier when you've got the tools to handle the cold, like generators, because losing power is not an option. Propane heaters and portable heaters keep you warm and working. Heated jackets and vests keep your core warm. Gloves for your vehicle, anti-freezing wiper fluid, battery charger, engine starters, flashlights, rechargeable hand warmers, WeatherTech floor mats to protect your floorboard, D-Gel diesel, scrapers, and de-icer. You know who's got all this. Napa Auto Parts in Elk City, 716 West 3rd.
You've got a problem, an issue, you can usually sit down and we can get it figured out while you're there. If it's something that we can't figure out right that day, it's usually within a day because everybody's accessible. If there's something that needs to be done loan-wise, we can get that ran to wherever it needs to go. Or if you just need help up front with some accounts or whatnot, I can walk you up there and introduce you to somebody and hang out with you and talk you through it. I can explain to Tammy or Tori or someone up front, hey, we've been discussing this. This is where we're at.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Boise City. Here's your northwestern Oklahoma ag weather update. It's currently at 9 degrees. Wind chill is at 8, minus 8, that is. Dew point 6, humidity's 84. The winds are out of the northeast at 17. 3-day average four inch bare soil temperature, 37 degrees. Sunset at 6:05. 30% chance of wintry mix today, 21 for a high. You're going to have to hurry to get there. Tonight, snow showers, 90% chance. A low of 1 above zero. Winds keep blowing. And tomorrow, 90% chance of snow showers and a high of 12 degrees. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all. Know how that works out. Let's see here. What was I going to? I've had people on the show all week, and I get sidetracked with them, and I don't give 100% focus on what I'm doing. I just want to apologize because it's a couple days old news, but I want a big, huge congratulations out to Sadie Allen. She and her goat were grand champion market goat at the 2026. National Western Stock Show in Denver. Graduation, young lady, did a good job. She got some great animals. Crazy good animals. Okay, give out a friendly reminder here to cotton farmers. The National Cotton Council is surveying growers for their 2026 planting intentions. This is done every year. Deadline is Monday. Get to cracking. Monday, January 26th. So a summary of survey results will be made public at the National Cotton Council's 2026 annual meeting. And a big congratulations shout out to one of my sponsors of the show, Lone Star Gin out of Pampa and Burns Flat. They had a great season over at Burns Flat. I've seen on Facebook where the last one went through the gin the other day. I hate to guess. I ain't got time to look it up. 36,000 bales, is that right? Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. 26 or 36,000. Anyway, they did it. McKinney and them guys, they did a great job over there, and it sounds like everybody was pretty much super happy with how things went at Lone Star taking over the Burns Flat gin over there. The Oklahoma Weekly Cattle Auction Summary is already out, so I get to tell it today instead of Monday. How's that? All right, here's the report. Total receipts, 36,536 went through the sale barn this week. That won't be the number next week. I think all the sale barns are shut down. Western Oklahoma is not confirmed yet, don't get me wrong, but I know El Reno and Oklahoma City Nationals are. And there's not one at Elk City today. So 36,536 went through there compared to 47,700 last week and 23,000 last year. Feeder cattle made up 93.8% of that. Slaughter cattle was 3.1%. Replacement cattle, 3.1%. Also, compared to last week, feeder steers and steer calves, $3 to $7 lower. Feeder heifers, $1 to $3 lower. Heifer, where are they at? There it is. Heifer calves, over 450 pounds, $6 to $11 lower. Under 450 pounds, $20 to $25 lower. Demand, moderate. Slaughter cows, steady to $2 lower. Slaughter bulls, $2 lower. Caution to find this week's sale is feeder and calf buyers pull back ahead of the oncoming winter storm that is expected to bring heavy snow and ice across Oklahoma later today and into the weekend. Forecasted highs will dip into single digits for Saturday, and many sales have already been canceled for next week. Okay, let's check out just a few. I want to check out a few steer prices and a few heifer prices because I got time, and some cattle prices. Let's see here. Let's start with some 400-pound winged ones. And 476, we're bringing 400 to 560. Average was 521.15. That was on the steers. Some basically same weight, 473 unwing, we're bringing 442 to 530. 489.63 was that average price. So there is 32 cents difference between unwinged and winged. But at this price, not so big deal. Okay, let's go down here to some heifers, if I can find them. It's a big report here. There we go. Got them. Let's check out some 5-weight heifers, winged ones, 527 weights, 412.12 was the average price, and some unwinged ones at 524 was 393.18, only about 13 or 14 cents difference there. Oh, while I remember, I got a call from none other than Double R at Camrock. Ronnie Redd. Him and Brock got a big load of diesel treatment in earlier this morning. So if you hadn't treated your diesel or you need to, or you need to stockpile some, head down there and get you some diesel treatment. Got a bunch of it in. Also, he said that they got plenty of bags of rock salt. If you're needing rock salt, they got about everything you need down there. So they got antifreeze, the whole nine yards, filters for your tractors, bolts. They got it going on down there. And if you see that little dog in there that Savannah has, that's the only dog I know that hates me. So if you see it, don't kick it, but act like you're going to kick it. All right. See what happens there. I'm probably going to get whipped. She's a barrel racer, so she's probably pretty tough. Okay, let's see here. What else we got going on? I'm not saying I'm unorganized. Oh, like I said, I've had guests yesterday, and I didn't get to talk about it, but I want to give a big shout out to the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association rescinds its prior gubernatorial endorsement. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association today announced it formally rescinded and voided its January 2025 political endorsement of Attorney General Drummond for governor of the state of Oklahoma. OCA is a membership-driven organization committed to representing the collective will and best interests of Oklahoma cattle producers. OCA has significant concerns regarding subsequent actions taken by the Office of the Attorney General, including watershed-based regulatory and litigation strategies that directly impact cattle operations across all of Oklahoma. The association believes that these actions are contrary to economic interests, operational viability, and private property rights of Oklahoma beef producers. So they did. And from now on, they passed a resolution, which shout out to them. And I hope some other organizations that need to do this take a Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of OCA. They did a great job not to support political candidates. I'm sorry. Especially people like the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. It just tells me something how serious this deal is in eastern Oklahoma with the chicken litter and what's going on over there along the Illinois River when it's brought to attention at the American Farm Bureau Convention out in California, and then it's brought to attention at the meeting that they had Wednesday with the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. I don't know, just big pat on the back for the board of the OCA taking these deals, rescinding that. Stay out of politics. Just we got plenty of politics going on with cattle, with the big boys of the big states, or overall the United States. There's enough of that going on. We just need, OCA needs to do what their endorsement says with, you know, protecting our water rights and property tax, farm tax stuff, and doing that. Let's focus on that and not worry about who's running for governor or who's not running for governor and all that stuff. It's big shout out to them. Hope other organizations take note, see what happens. And by the way, Megan Langley, who is part of this ongoing deal over there, will be on next Thursday for the whole show. And you guys really want to tune in on this. There's a lot more to this than you guys are seeing with public news, unless you've been to some of these meetings, you know what's going on. But it starts in Arkansas, where cities are dumping their treated sewage into the Illinois River, because that's where the river starts. It's going through there. And this lawsuit's been going on for 20 years, and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture has been doing a great job of working with the poultry farmers, and for 20 years now they've been regulating them, but they've been working side by side and getting this along. So she's going to be on next Thursday, the whole show. So if you got questions while you're listening and you want to ask her, you're more than welcome to. And I honestly think this might be one of the best shows that I've had on here since I've started doing the show almost 6 years ago. We're at the 5.5 year mark right now. So, man, time flies when you're having fun. And speaking of time, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. We'll be right back. Finish the show up.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. Highway 283 and 19. on-site tire service. 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Yeah, farmers can be pretty tough because it's a hard world in farming, you know, in the farming market. It's tough, so they're going to do all they can to get the best deal they can, and we're going to give it to them. Everything for maintenance on your equipment, changing your oils, you need some antifreeze, you need some hydraulic oil, any kind of grease. We got the bolts and fasteners now. We're opening up electrical fittings, zip ties, penetrating oils. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 19th. 2,179 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 462 brought 575. 7 at 517 brought 500. 16 at 612 brought 425. 4 at 621 brought 412.50. 27 at 771 brought 359. 20 at 930 brought 327.50. 7 head of heifers at 456 brought 425. 6 at 533 brought 435. 8 at 613 brought 365. 46 at 681 brought 355. 15 at 776 brought 330. 9 at 858 brought 310. Butcher cows were 40 to 174. Butcher bulls 134 to 85. Bred cows were 1900 to 3000. Pairs brought 2550 to 2850. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hollis, Oklahoma, capital of Harmon County. 28 degrees, feels like 13, dew points 8, humidity's 44. The winds are out of the northeast at 23, with wind gusts currently at 30. 42 is the 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 559 sunset, 70. Percent chance of snow and sleet today, 41 for a high. I don't really think you guys are the high. I guess the high, you probably did hit the high at 1201 this morning. My bad. I don't think like a weather person, but winds are out of the northeast at 22 to 24 with wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour sometimes. 100% chance of snow and sleet tomorrow, or tonight, 6 for a low. Tomorrow, 14 for a high, and a 90% chance of snow and sleet. Let's see what the radar's looking like. Northern Texas Panhandle starting to show some stuff up, but that green blob down there in Texas is getting greener and yellower, and it's supposed to be heading this way. So here we go. Saddle up. Put your spurs on this deal. Okay. Hypothermia in calves is what gets them. I just had one born this morning. She was laying there, but she must have been up one time, and she's blocking the wind on it now, but she's still licking on it laying down. But she's smart enough to block the wind off them, which is a good deal. So Dr. Johnson, Mark Z. Johnson, that is, from the Oklahoma State University Extension Beef Cattle Breeding Specialist. Here's some tips for you guys out there, and a lot of you guys already know how to do this, but here's your fresh reminder. Dry calves immediately. Remove all the wetness with towels or a blow dryer. Warm externally using heat lamps, the floorboard of your farm truck, a hot box, a warm water bath around 100 degrees, gradually increasing. Remove heat source when calf's temperature is up to 99 degrees and monitor to ensure that they're able to maintain their temperature. Get calves off the cold ground. Place calves on pallets or blankets to prevent heat loss. Get calves to warm, sheltered area like a barn, garage, or shop. Here's a tip from you guys. I didn't even think about it to tell you guys yesterday or today. So out here at one of the places that I help take care of their cattle for them, and I'm partners with them on, they put the half Connex out there. I guess one of those 20-foot Connex, and they were going to store some stuff in it. So I bought a generator and put out there, and I've got a little furnace heater, or I got one of those DeWalt's that runs off propane. And so I got, so what I did is some of the feed sacks I saved and I put down in there on one end of the Connex, and then I got some old blankets and stuff like that. So if I have troubles, all I can do is fire that generator up and fire that little heater up and warm that thing. It doesn't take much to warm that thing up at all and get them in there. And what I learned from Dr. Mouse here, what, 5 years ago, 5.5 years ago, you got to get them dry and get them warmed up on the outside. But the important thing is, you know, first thing you got to do is get colostrum in them. They got to have colostrum in them. First thing, you need to put that in there and get that in there. 2 to 3 quarts is what Dr. Johnson was saying, on down the line here, I think, when I was reading that. So yes, and, get it in them. And that's, one of those deals, but get that calf baby breathing that hot air. So the reason why I learned this is I had heifers calving, 4 years ago? We had that bad February calving all those heifers in there. And this heifer had her calf and got up and walked off and started eating again. So I grabbed the calf, put it in my pickup, warming it up, got it some colostrum in it, and one bottle full anyway. And I mean, he had life, but it wasn't a lot of life. So I called one of my buddies that doesn't live too right here in west side of Elk City, took it in there and laid it on the blankets in his garage, and we had blow dryers going, heat going under, covered him with a towel when we got him covered up, and had the blow dryer blowing under there to heat him and stuff. And he just wasn't making it. I think Taylor hadn't been open but a few weeks, maybe. She hadn't been open very long. And I called her and she said, bring him up here. I'm coming up there anyway. And this is on a Saturday morning. I took him up there, and an hour later, she sends me a text message with my calf walking around the vet clinic in there. I was like, what the hell? So I went up there. And so what she did is, her dad, Greg, had made a little hot box and put it in there, and, you know, it was hot, insulated, and he was breathing that warm air. And I think that's much better than doing the bathtub deal or stuff, because you got a wet calf and a mess when you get the calf out of there. So if you can make a hot box, do that. If not, then use the bath water deal, tub of water, warm water. I'm not saying it's a bad deal. I just think this works better because you don't have a mess and a wet calf. And he rode home in the front seat with me. Matter of fact, I tried to do a TikTok with him at Brahms. I think I've told this story on the show before. Pulled in the drive up, and that kid working the drive up at Brahms, he wasn't in on our game. I ordered a malt for the calf, and he didn't think that was funny. So get over it. So a chemical tote, a clean one, cut a door in it, take a cord, pull a heat lamp up through the top of it and secure it up there, put some blankets, straw, whatever you want inside there, throw that calf in there. And this tote needs to be inside the barn out of the wind and stuff. And, our little Connex or whatever, and, put it in there and heat it up and get him good and dry before you put him in there, or him or her, and throw it in there. I think it works out pretty good. But I was thinking about, a lot of people don't have barns or sheds or anything at their places. That Connex is the best thing they've ever put on that place. And I don't remember what it was, $3,000, $3,500. It's a pretty a good one. It's got doors on each end of it. And you say, well, I can't afford one. One calf today will pay for that Connex. One baby calf will pay for that thing. Think about that. You lose that baby calf, you could have bought that Connex. So it works out great. So, and you store stuff in it. That's the cool thing about it. And I got my pullers and minerals and all that good stuff in there. It's all bueno. All right, what else we got going on here? Let's see here. I never did hear back from Melanie on that deal. ODOT is ready. ODOT, you guys, when you see those guys after they get done with this weekend, you see somebody working with the Department of Transportation, give them a good shout out, pat on the back, our linemen, all of our co-op. I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's PSO, North Fork, Caddo, Northwestern, Harmon, the ones out in Texas Panhandle, they're on call. Yeah, they'll be working overtime. They'll get paid, but it's still, how would you like to be out there about 50 foot in the air working on, what does Bobby Martin call that? Telephone poles. Yeah, no, power poles. So, also, I learned something before we finished the weekend out this morning at the round table from one of the county commissioners. He says the reason why they go a little fast with their graders and make washboards is so people will slow down so they can get a quail count on the bar ditches that they don't mow. I won't mention no names to protect the innocent. I never thought of it that way. They did. Counties have done great things for the quail population around here, Western Oklahoma. See you guys Monday. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust in Elk City and Sarah, Oklahoma. God bless everybody.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.